Lift Him Up, March 10. An Example of Obedience. Being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death. Since Jesus came to dwell with us, we know that God is acquainted with our trials and sympathizes with our griefs. Every son and daughter of Adam may understand that our Creator is the friend of sinners. For in every doctrine of grace, every promise of joy, every deed of love, every divine attraction presented in the Savior's life on earth, we see God with us. Satan represents God's law of love as a law of selfishness. He declares that it is impossible for us to obey its precepts. The fall of our first parents, with all the woe that has resulted, He charges upon the Creator, leading men to look upon God as the author of sin, and suffering, and death. Jesus was to unveil this deception. As one of us, He was to give an example of obedience. For this He took upon Himself our nature, and passed through our experiences. In all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren. If we had to bear anything which Jesus did not endure, then upon this point Satan would represent the power of God as insufficient for us. Therefore, Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are. He endured every trial to which we are subject, and He exercised in His own behalf no power that is not freely offered to us. As man, He met temptation and overcame in the strength given Him from God. He says, "I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart." As He went about doing good and healing all who were afflicted by Satan, He made plain to men the character of God's law and the nature of His service. His life testifies that it is possible for us also to obey the law of God. By His humanity, Christ touched humanity. By His divinity, He lays hold upon the throne of God. As the Son of Man, He gave us an example of obedience. As the Son of God, He gives us power to obey. It was Christ who from the bush on Mount Horeb spoke to Moses, saying, "I am that I am." Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, "I am hath sent me unto you." This was the pledge of Israel's deliverance. So when He came in the likeness of men, He declared Himself the I am, the child of Bethlehem, the meek and lowly Savior, is God manifest in the flesh.